Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Yankees have been crushing offensively, and for some reason, people are so stupid, they think torpedo bats are about as equal as steroids. Dear God, this is the end times of sports minds. I don't know what to do with myself. Welcome to 4 hours of the show, brought to you, like always, by BetMGM. We are on the BetMGM Network, and kindly, I want to bring in my friend, my buddy, my pal, my good time boy, the one and only, The Rob Brown Show. Rob, how you doing, my friend?
Via the wonders of internet and technology, and sometimes, boy, howdy, are they wondrous, Cody Decker. Good morning, you. Good morning, Double D, Dan, David, everybody in the background, and all of you, America. Why is it that baseball fans just hate Cody Decker when teams do things that are completely legal within the rules in order to be good and win championships, as if that's not the point? Why do baseball fans hate teams? What's the word I'm looking for here? Trying. It's weird to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you referring to the Dodgers and everything that they've done to accumulate amazing players, of which Bryce Harper even pregame said he thinks anybody that says that they don't like what they're doing is a loser? Yes, Bryce Harper. Yes, 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 yes. You don't like it? Go out there and beat him. And guess what Bryce Harper did yesterday? He went out and beat him. Let's go. Dude, if you're a Philly fan, you better be fired up, because they got a lot of fire under their asses right now. And let's be real clear here. Dodgers have done nothing that everyone else can't do. Bryce Harper basically painted out the greatest picture ever. They're a winning franchise. They have a great manager. It's Los Angeles, which is the epicenter of just about everything. You have the Lakers there. You got the Rams there. And of course, the Dodgers. Players want to play there and be a part of that incredible culture. Oh, and also, they're willing to spend the money and defer the money so guys can actually get more money back after taxes when they actually collect their paychecks in, say, 5, 6, 7 years. Every team can do this, by the way. It's not cheating whatsoever. But are you referring to the Dodgers, or are you referring to torpedo bats? When I say this is not a controversy, this is the most non-controversial thing that's ever taken place in Major League Baseball, and people are desperate to cling on to something. I don't know why. It's astonishing. I'm happy to take you guys through all the details of why this is not cheating and why this was not invented 3 weeks ago and how this has existed for over 25 years. But what do you think, Rob Brown? Are you talking about the torpedo bats, or are you talking about the Dodgers?
Yes. Yes, I am. See, all of the above is the correct answer. Listen, I have every reason to dislike the Dodgers. In fact, if anything, Cody Decker, you know, I am a big proponent of the concept of everything is wrestling, okay? Like, everything is wrestling. It is all theatrics and drama. It's just that wrestling figured out how to take every trope of drama and put it together. If you want to hate the Dodgers, they're Ric Flair. They have an abundance of riches. They just have more than you. And it's not that your favorite wrestler can't go out there and do the same thing. No. They are the dirtiest player in the game, but they're not cheating. They're just playing within the rules and figured out how to become immensely wealthy because of it. The Torpedo Bats. Guys, Major League Baseball has a very rigid set of guidelines of what your bat can be, how long it can be, how around it can be, how girthy it can be, which means we get to say girth on this show a lot of times, how heavy it can be, what it can be made of, the consistency of which that material can be formed, et cetera, et cetera. All those are in play, and the Torpedo Bats violate none of the rules. They just went... They got some math nerds. The math nerds took the old F equals MA equation that we all learned in first year physics in high school and said, okay, Deck, we want the best F we can get. So how do we, knowing the A that is attached to us, get the best F that we can get? Well, let's move the M around a little bit and let's come up with a bigger, better F than anybody has ever F'd before. And they came up with this concept. Is it going to work? I don't know. We're a week and 2 days into the season. We need a bigger sample size if it's going to impact the game. But here's the thing. Even if it does, Deck, they're still within the rules. You're all going to have to get over it. Stop trying to ruin fun.
All right, I agree with everything you're saying, but time out. I want to get a little deeper into this. Let me give you guys all a quick tutorial. It's not exactly how I planned to open the show, but dear God, I've been dealing with this for 25 years. I've been playing professional baseball for 11 years. Before that, 5 years, 4 years of college. Before that, I trained with Reggie Smith of the Los Angeles Dodgers for about 10 years. I was surrounded by nothing but big leaguers my entire life. I lived a very, very lucky and charmed life. And make no mistake, it's not lost on me how lucky I am to be able to train with the people. I was hitting with Alex Rodriguez when I was 16 years old. I was hitting with Barry Bonds when I was 18 years old. It's stupid that I got to do these things and train with these people, but I did. When I say that there is a long, long-standing thing, and by the way, this was not invented by an engineer with the Yankees last year. This was invented by the Easton Baseball Bat Company 25 years ago. Not to mention on top of that, as Rob Brown says, stringent, very stringent bat regulations. I can't stress this enough, and let me put it to you this way. This is a long, long-term concept that has now come to fruition this way. What have they actually done? What is the actual torpedo bat? It's a lot simpler than you think. A lot simpler than you think. Simply this, you shave off the end of the bat and you move a little bit of the wood a little bit closer towards the handle. That way you can swing a bat barrel, as he mentioned, mass times force, all good. The mass of the barrel is moved slightly closer to one's hands, thus moving the sweet spot just about 1 inch or 2 inches to 2.5 inches closer to your hands, which means you can swing a lighter, a heavier bat that doesn't feel quite as heavy. That is a bat model that a lot of times happens. Now, why is that the rule? Simply this. Major League Baseball in the early 2000s started using maple as opposed to ash full time. Ash is a type of wood that splinters and weakens the more you use it. Maple gets harder and stronger the more you use it. When Barry Bonds was using a Sam bat, he was one of the first guys using a maple bat. And everyone's like, what's that? Is he cheating? No, it's a maple bat. And then everyone switched to maple. But here was the thing. Do you remember about 10 years ago, Rob Brown, when bats were shattering at a very alarming rate?
I do.
Very interesting. They had to change the rules for maple because guys wanted to use bats that were light. Why did guys want to use bats that were light? Because of youth baseball and college baseball. Let me take you through it. In the early 2000s, they changed the bat regulations and they changed them again in the 2010s to a drop three bat, which means every bat needed to be 3 ounces lighter than the length of the bat. So if I swung a 34-inch bat, the weight of the metal bat that I had to use for roughly 10 years was 31 ounces. Here's the problem. Wood bats aren't made that light. So they had to start making bats lighter for guys getting to pro baseball because it was felt more like a metal bat that they've been training with for the past 10 years and using for the last 10 years. baseball bats were always heavy before that. When I got to pro baseball, the regulations had changed because they didn't want bats to shatter. So the bat I used was a big barrel-loaded bat. It had to be extremely heavy. So I swung a drop one bat. No one else did that. Now with the torpedo bat, the weight moves slightly closer to the hands. You could swing a drop one bat. Guys like Babe Ruth, they swung a plus five bat. It also helped that everybody threw 75 to 85 miles per hour back then. Everyone now throws 100. So you need to be able to get the barrel to the ball. It's really not that difficult. It's just a bat model. There's a bat model called the P72. That's a very thin bat where the very end of the bat is where the weight is. Hence, that's where the sweet spot is. The 271, the sweet spot's a little different. The 243, the sweet spot's a little different. Guys, there are thousands upon thousands of bats models, and this one's existed for roughly 25 years. The fact that anyone is finding controversy in this, you're just stupid or you're looking for something to complain about. And I don't have time for you. You're stupid.
So I am and this is known by the folks here in lovely Greenville, South Carolina. I'm a big nerd. All right. I'm a big nerd. I'm a comic book nerd. I'm a science nerd. I was legit spent like an hour and a half this morning catching up on America's, narrated by America's Uncle Tom Hanks. I just love nerdy stuff. All right. Mm-hmm. When these bats broke out and people started diving in, and I've tried to tell the folks around here, I've seen them before. They're not new. They just haven't really been used at the top level. And a lot of that has to do with pro athletes, and Deck, you can obviously speak to this, with experience that I cannot. Pro athletes, once they develop whatever it is that got them to the highest level of their sport, not big proponents of change unless something is going wrong, right? There's a YouTube clip you can find that I was fascinated by of Pete Rose on MLB Tonight a number of years ago, where he is talking about, he's giving advice to players going through a slump. And he said, you know, like a lot of guys want to change their swing and tinker with their swing. He said, why would you? There's things you change. You choke up on the bat, you choke down on the bat, you step up in the box, you step back in the box, you step towards the catcher, you step towards it. You move everything but your swing. He said, your swing got you to the big league level. Why in the hell would you change it? Change all the things around it and see if any of that works before you tinker with the swing. Well, this is just kind of a different version of that. And I am working on some level of assumptions here. So like I said, Deck's going to be the expert. But, you know, if you spent X amount of years getting to the show using a traditional bat and somebody walks up to you and they say, hey, we want you to try this new thing, you may not want to go through that, because if you tinker and it goes the wrong way, all of a sudden you might lose the things that made you a big leaguer, and nobody wants to do that once you've made it to the show. So you had a bunch of nerds who figured out a number of years ago, and a couple of new age nerds that tinker with that plan a little bit more, who said the more mass there is at the point of contact, right? Like, it's not just the F equals MA, a force equals mass times acceleration, where it's how fast can you get the bat around and how fast can you get that accelerated mass onto the bat. But because a baseball is the size of a fist and the contact area on the bat is so small, you want as much of that force in that little bit of contact area as you can possibly. The more concentrated the mass is, the more there is going into the F, the force that is exerted onto the baseball itself. And so these bats within the rules of the game just concentrate the mass where the contact point is to put as much force behind it, and no one has broken a single rule. Like, I am fine with hating on people who step outside of the rules of the game in order to give themselves an advantage. I'm right there with you. But no one has violated any rules. I am absolutely, Deck, and this is true about the NFL, NHL, NBA, MLB, any sport you want. I despise when sports tinker and toy with the rules in order to explicitly give the offense an advantage. I hate the quarterback rules in the NFL. I hate the charging rules and the way that they have been adapted over the years in the NBA. I dislike when rules are written specifically to give one player or one side of the ball an advantage over the other. That's not what happened here. No rules have been changed, modified, adapted, rewritten, X'd out, or added. It's just some nerd said, you know, if we move an ounce of weight from the end of the bat, an ounce of eight from the handle of the bat, and we concentrate it where the bat hits the baseball, we can probably make some good things happen offensively, and here we are.
So it's also on top of that, that you mentioned the contact point. The barrel of this bat has a different contact point, by the way. It's about 2 inches closer to your hand. So that's not necessarily a good thing. You mentioned about switching bats. You switch to another bat like this, you're literally changing the contact point of the barrel by 2 inches. This might help with somebody that struggles with inside pitches, Anthony Volpe. It's been working out for him. But what if you do it to somebody like an Ellie De La Cruz, who hit 2 home runs with it and now has been 2 for his last 20 ever since? Well, frankly, he can reach the inside pitch great now. How is he going to do with the outside pitch now with that barrel? Oh, periods of adjustments. The Reds have scored 2 runs in 4 games. A lot of those guys are using torpedoes. Cheating? Oh my goodness. How could it be? Guys, we got 4 hours of complaining about sports, and you're going to be right here with us. Enjoy. It's Bet for the Cycle on the BetMGM Network. You're welcome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.